Coming up right now from Public Radio WNCW is this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. My guest this week is a reporter from the Spartanburg Herald Journal, and that is Bob Dalton. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Over the years, the name Bob Dalton has written in a number of areas of news for the Herald Journal, and he's probably best known for his sports writing, but this certainly is a very hard-hitting story we're getting into today. Bob's recent story, Victims of Child Sexual Abuse Walk Unnoticed Among Us Every Day, It's Time to See Them. That is a statement in itself right there. Bob, is child abuse high in the state of South Carolina? What about right there in your portion of the upstate, Spartanburg County?
It's actually a problem nationwide. In South Carolina, Spartanburg County has been number one, according to DSS cases, in three of the last 5 years. Also, the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, the last couple of years, their numbers for cases of child sexual abuse that they investigated went from 133 to 197.
You also talked about the Children's Advocacy Center. Had they received a lot of referrals when it comes to Spartanburg County?
Every year, the last 5 years, there's been an increase. Now, they get referrals, though, for different types of abuse, not just sexual abuse. But of the 795 that they received last year, 521 of those were for sexual abuse.
Bob, in your story, who are some of the individuals that you bring into the story? Who did you speak with? Did you speak, for instance, with some past victims?
I did. One victim in particular, she's an amazing young lady. She was first assaulted when she was 14. It went on for over a year. She got great help from the Children's Advocacy Center and is doing some amazing things now. I also talked to Susie Cole, who's the former director of the Children's Advocacy Center. You know, she talked about what they do there, try to get as much information as they can so that they can help the child and help law enforcement.
Bob, in the next few minutes, I want to break down some of the parts of your story and let you go into just some brief details about each one of them. There was a part that was called Hiding in Plain Sight. What did you go into there?
Talked about how children wear different disguises. They are afraid that somebody will learn their secret, but they're also afraid that nobody ever will. These are kids who've been threatened. Their families have been threatened. If you tell, I will hurt your family. There are a great many cases that are never reported.
What about the morning after?
That part of the story was about the young victim that I interviewed, about what happened after the night after she was sexually assaulted for the first time, and how the abuser told her that her parents would be ashamed of her if they found out what she did, you know, making her feel like, okay, she was the problem.
Wow. You also had a portion of the story that was called Coming Home.
Right. This guy who abused her did a perfect job of grooming. He groomed the family. He groomed her so that everybody trusted him until they couldn't trust him anymore. He convinces her that she needs to leave her family, and she runs away. He takes her to Florida. She hides out in Florida for a week, and then he's going to bring her home. He has a plan to smooth everything over. So she is told she will call police at a Walmart to let them know she's safe back in town. She does, and three police cars show up, and they handcuff her and take her away.
And Bob, last I wanted to ask you about the section of the article that says no easy answers, which leads me to thinking, what are good answers?
There are. And there are a lot of good people looking for more answers. The Children's Advocacy Center, the Children's Protection Center at USC Upstate, they are training people every day. There are certain people who are required report if they suspect abuse, and they get a lot of that training at USC Upstate. Law enforcement is vigilant. And our schools, our public schools, teaching body awareness classes so that young kids know that, hey, wait a minute, it's not okay to be touched in this manner.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. We're speaking with reporter Bob Dalton of the Herald Journal newspaper Spartanburg about his recent story, hard-hitting story, Victims of Child Sexual Abuse Walk Unnoticed Among Us Every Day. It's time to see them. What advice would you give to someone that, say, they're not involved, but they suspect, they see something in a child, they've notice their behavior, they've got concerns about someone else in their family, maybe a neighbor? What would you suggest when it comes to law enforcement or the Children's Advocacy Center if they wanted to speak out?
Right. The big step is to speak out. If you see something, call DSS, call law enforcement. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It's not a problem if you're making a good faith effort to protect the child. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, protecting children.
Always better to be safe than sorry. Bob Dalton, we want to thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. If someone wanted to follow you and keep up with your work with the Spartanburg Herald, how could they do so?
To see my work, the best thing to do is get a subscription to the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's BobD_FHJ.
If you haven't had a chance, especially those of you in the upstate, to see this article, track it down. Again, it's from the Spartanburg Herald Journal and Bob Dalton, Victims of Child Sexual Abuse Walk Unnoticed Among Us Every Day. It's time to see them. Bob Dalton, we appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
This reminder that past episodes of More to the Story are available on our website. You'll find podcasts of More to the Story at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster for Public Radio, WNCW.